what's just the level of excitement getting taken by the Jags?
Man, excitement. I don't know. You got to find a new word. This way past excitement right now. Just unbelievable. Man, it's hard to put in words the way I feel right now about being the newest member of this team, man. I can't wait to get to Florida.
Leonard, leave you alone yet or no? Has Leonard been on the phone with you yet or no?
I just got off the phone with him, to be honest with you.
Was he excited for you? What did he say?
He was excited, and he asked me if I was ready to work, and I told him he know me. He should know I'm ready to work, so I can't wait to get out there. Can't wait to get out there with that team. I love the way they play. So much energy and youth, and I just can't wait, man. I can't wait.
Are you excited about playing with Leonard again?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, we was roommates freshman year, and who would ever thought that I would be able to wear 7 and be able to come and play in Jacksonville? Man, I feel like this is like somebody writing a book. They wrote the perfect story about that.
How much of an honor is it to wear 7 at LSU?
Oh, it's huge. You don't want to let the person who wore it in front of you down, and I happen to have Leonard Fournette in front of me. So every time I went out there, I couldn't let him down. So to be able to be picked in the second round to the team that he went to, I feel like I did a pretty good job wearing that number.
Did you expect that Jacksonville would be a team that could pick you, and were you expecting the second round?
I didn't know what to expect. You know, it's like my mom asked me. She said, "So, when you get picked, do they have to call your number?" And I said, "I assume so, but I've never been through this before. I've never been through this process. I don't know how the mock drafts work. I don't know how correct they are. I just knew that I was waiting for this phone to ring when I saw Pittsburgh up, and then I saw Jacksonville on my phone. I was like, man, I feel like this is it, and I answered it and had that conversation. Man, it was exciting.
Hey, DJ, how did a guy who had no catches his first 2 years become a guy who wore number 7 and is now a second-round pick?
I feel like it's just hard work, you know. I always feel like I had it since I was growing up, and just working hard. And if people tell you can't do it, just continue to go and grind and put in work when nobody's looking. And when I was finally able to start playing, I earned team trust because they saw my process. And when I was able to get that number 7, I knew I had to take it to a next level. And now that I'm a second-round pick, I know I got to take it to another level.
DJ, how important was the Senior Bowl for you?
Oh, it was huge. I feel like it was a chance to get me out in front of a lot of guys. The guys that went ahead of me, I mean, they were already ranked ahead of me. And I feel like the Senior Bowl helped me to go in front of the guys that I went in front of. You know, I wasn't very highly looked at, but, you know, being able to showcase my talents in the Senior Bowl and Combine and Pro Day, I was just hoping to see.
Oh, did you hang up?
Thanks, DJ.
We were getting drafted by the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah. Dude, you still there?
We're already on a beach level.
DJ.
It's going pretty good, too.
I mean, the line's still alive.
Press it. See,
come on. Like, that means he's calling. See how it's still going?
Yep.
So. Hello?
Hey, yeah, there you go.
I'm sorry, my face pressed the mute button. I was trying to talk to y'all, but it was getting kind of hard.
So, DJ, one of the things that Dave Caldwell mentioned is that your speed can help in the run game. As a deep guy, is that where you think you can immediately make a big difference, is with your speed?
Oh, man, that's what I love to do, run. And being able to run by guys and knowing that you have to respect number 7 in the back, well, 27 now, and being out with those other great receivers there and that program, man, I just know that every day of practice I'm going to be working against the best DBs in the league. So being able to go over the top and get open, I feel like I'm just a kid in the candy store right now.
Dave also brought up your prowess for blocking. As a wide receiver, how much pride do you take in being a good blocker?
Oh, a whole lot. That's something I take serious. If I have a block, I have to go make it. If I see somebody coming down, I'm going to get it. And, that's the mentality I'm taking to the next level. I feel like everybody that whoever I'm assigned to go get, I'm going to go get them. And I'm going to make sure that I open up lanes in the run game and try to help this team win.
Have you watched Jalen Ramsey and A.J. Boye play, and those are the guys you're going to be practicing against?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited because, you know, what's better than practicing against the best, you know? I was practicing against the best at LSU, now practicing against the best at Jacksonville. So when I get to the game, it's nothing that I haven't seen.
Hey, DJ, with Didi, with Keelan, with Marquise, all these receivers, how do you see yourself fitting in as a rookie?
As a rookie, I'm going to come in and I'm going to try my best to just ball, you know, wherever the coaches see me. That's where I plan on going, no matter that's special teams or whether that's offense. But I plan on making an impact, an immediate impact somewhere on that field. That's my whole goal. And that's what I'm planning to do. That's what I'm going to do. And I'm not going to be told no.